Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Baby Wise Sleep Solutions, Begin As You Mean to Go, with To the Point, by Gary Ezzo and Anne-Marie Ezzo is a parenting guide focused on infant sleep, feeding, and daily rhythm rather than a broad child-rearing manual. It belongs to the practical baby care and newborn scheduling genre, where the goal is to help parents organize the early months of infancy in a way that supports predictable routines. The book is closely associated with the Ezzo's parent-directed feeding approach, which encourages caregivers to shape the day around structured feeding and waking patterns instead of leaving everything entirely to infant demand. Its purpose is to give parents a framework for understanding how routine, timing, and consistency can support healthier sleep habits and more manageable days. The tone of the book, as reflected in its descriptions, is methodical and applied, aiming to reduce uncertainty for new parents who want a concrete plan rather than general advice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, parent-directed feeding as the organizing principle. A central idea in the book is parent-directed feeding, which makes the caregiver responsible for establishing the feeding pattern rather than treating every hunger cue as an isolated event. This matters because the book does not present feeding as a separate issue from sleep. Instead, it treats feeding, waking, and resting as connected parts of one daily structure. The logic is that a well-timed feeding cycle can help prevent constant snacking, irregular sleep, and a day that feels chaotic for both parent and child. The book's approach is not about rigid control for its own sake. It is about giving the day enough structure that the infant can settle into a recognizable rhythm. That makes the method appealing to parents who want a practical system they can apply repeatedly rather than a loose set of suggestions. In the broader context of infant care books, this is what gives BabyWise its distinctive identity. It frames feeding as a foundational management tool, not merely a response to immediate need. Secondly, routine and predictability as supports for infant development. The book places strong emphasis on routine and predictability, arguing that infants benefit from a day that is organized enough to be understood and anticipated. This is one of the book's most important contributions because it shifts the focus from reactive parenting to intentional pattern building. The underlying idea is that newborns are adjusting to life outside the womb and therefore need help making sense of the cycles of feeding, waking, and sleeping. In this framework, routine is not presented as a harsh constraint, but as a developmental support. Predictability can reduce overstimulation, make transitions easier, and help parents recognize when a baby is genuinely tired or hungry rather than simply unsettled. The book's appeal lies in the claim that routine can serve both the baby and the parent by making care more legible and less emotionally reactive. Compared with books that emphasize either full infant-led flexibility or strict scheduling, BabyWise seeks a middle ground where consistency becomes the tool for building stability in the earliest stage of life. Thirdly, balancing structure with flexibility instead of clock-driven rigidity. Another notable feature of the book is its attempt to distinguish its method from hard-edge scheduling. The descriptions associated with the book repeatedly stress a loving routine and a flexible schedule, which suggests that the goal is not mechanical clock watching. That distinction is important because infant care advice often polarizes around two extremes. Either the parent follows the baby's every cue without structure, or the parent forces the day into an inflexible timetable. BabyWise positions itself between those extremes. It accepts that babies vary in needs and that parents must observe and adjust while still maintaining an overall framework. This balance is what gives the method its practical value for many families. A flexible structure can help parents make decisions about when to feed, when to wake, and when to allow sleep without becoming overwhelmed by constant exceptions. The book's method, therefore, depends on judgment, not formula alone. That is one reason it has remained influential. It presents discipline and responsiveness as compatible, rather than opposing principles. Fourthly, sleep formation through linked feeding and wake cycles. The book is especially focused on how sleep habits emerge from the relationship between feeding and wake time. Rather than treating sleep training as a standalone task, it describes sleep as something shaped by the day's sequence of events. If feeding and wakefulness are managed well, the infant is more likely to develop stable nighttime sleep patterns. This approach is practical because it gives parents something concrete to adjust before sleep problems become entrenched. It also helps explain why the book has long been popular with families seeking early intervention rather than later correction. The linked cycle model implies that a baby who is fed, awakened, and placed back into sleep at appropriate intervals is less likely to drift into patterns that are difficult to change. In this sense, the book is not simply about putting a baby to bed, it is about constructing the conditions under which sleep can become regular. That makes it a systems-based guide to infancy, where sleep outcomes are seen as the result of daily habits rather than isolated bedtime tactics. Lastly, a high-confidence manual for parents who want a practical infant care framework. BabyY Sleep Solution stands out because it offers a clear framework at a stage when many parents feel unsure how to interpret their baby's behavior. The book is designed for readers who want more than general reassurance. They want an actionable structure for newborn care. Its practical identity is reinforced by the long-running visibility of the BabyY approach and its association with multiple generations of families. That history matters because it suggests the book is not simply theoretical but meant to be used in real households over time. At the same time, the book's value depends on whether readers are comfortable with a structured philosophy of care. It is likely to appeal most to parents who want to understand infant routines in a systematic way and who are open to guided scheduling as a developmental aid. Relative to many other baby sleep books, it is less focused on isolated sleep techniques and more focused on the whole daily architecture of infant care. That broader structure is what makes the book distinctive within its category. In conclusion, BabyY Sleep Solutions, Begin As You Mean to Go, with To the Point, is best suited for new parents, caregivers, and families who want a structured way to approach infant feeding and sleep from the beginning. Readers who prefer clear routines, practical scheduling guidance, and a system for organizing the day will likely find it especially useful. Its main benefit is that it does not treat sleep as an isolated problem. It connects rest to feeding patterns, wake windows, and overall daily rhythm. That makes the book intellectually useful for readers who want to understand why infant habits form, not just how to manage them. It also stands out in the baby sleep category because it is built around parent-directed feeding and a philosophy of flexible structure rather than either passive observation or harsh sleep training. For families looking for a concise, rule-based framework with a strong emphasis on predictability, this book offers a more defined approach than many general parenting guides. Its distinctive value lies in that combination of clarity, consistency, and practical application to early infancy. If you would like to support Gary Ezzo MA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.